Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us. Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Loving Life Podcast, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now. Totally loving life. I know we're going through this crazy pandemic, and this is just another one of those stepping stones that I see in life. The fact that I exist is a miracle in itself, and the fact that any of us exist, I mean, the chances, right? And here we are. I can remember growing up and being really into drumming and into music, right? And it took me through high school, and that took me in through college. In college, I became fans of musical bands that were just different and fun and exciting. And one of those bands was the Go-Go's. Oh my goodness. We're talking, I mean, Beautiful Girls, Beauty and the Beat. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of how exciting this band was because they were so different. All female, all played their own instruments, wrote their songs. It was just a treat to listen to them and be a part of them. Now, that's before I ever got into any type of industry other than just listening to music, being a fan, or playing music as a musician myself and being a drummer. I have interviewed some amazing drummers that I have followed. Mick Fleetwood, Don Henley, the list goes on and on. And today I get to interview another drummer from the Go-Go's. Please welcome Gina Schock. What's up?
I'm great. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing amazing. Thank you so much for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing the best I can. We're living through some insane times and just all of us trying to bond together and, you know, stay together and help each other as much as we can and get through this.
Yeah, absolutely. How are you doing personally through this pandemic? You finding enough things to do and get into? It sounds like you got plenty going on.
Hey, thank God, Charlie, for all the work with the Go-Go's right now, because, you know, it's keeping me so busy. I'm not having time to sit around and get depressed about our situation, which can happen quite easily. Every one of the band's been very, very busy for the last year or so, doing the documentary, recording the single, and then all the press has been overwhelming but grateful to be doing it. So, yes, we are all keeping very busy and gratefully so.
Awesome. Yeah, speaking of trying to keep yourself busy, I'm so happy that August 1st came around and we got to see the documentary. Amazing work. I learned there were some things, a lot of that I knew, but not from each one of you guys in the band, just hearing it coming out of your mouths and, you know, confirming a lot of things. But then there were so many new things that I learned, it looked like it was fun to make.
Well, you know what? We were very lucky to have Allison Elwood be our director, okay? She told our story beautifully, and there was a lot of information for her to put together and photographs and, you know, little clips from here and from different periods of time in the band. And she did a beautiful job. We were all so happy when we saw it the first time at Sundance, and it turned out great. I'm so happy. Everybody's loving it. I haven't heard any bad, like, reports from anyone. All my friends, everybody I know, I'm getting phone calls that I haven't spoken to people in over 10 years, some people 20 years, and they're all flipping out. Oh, my God, I saw your documentary on Showtime. It's incredible. It's Allison Elwood. That's her, boy. She's something else.
It was amazing. In fact, I had watched it before my wife watched it, and I go, you got to watch it. And I heard it on in the other room in her lady cave, right? And It was amazing. Everybody loved it. So good stuff. The thing that I like the most about it is you seem to be, and I mean this in a very loving way, the sailor of the group. Like when you got to certain points in the documentary, you know, the other members were like, yeah, you know, we were all kind of disappointed or this, that, and the other thing. And you were like, it f-ing sucked, you know.
Hey, listen, you know what? I cuss like a sailor. You're right, brother, I do. But you know what? I'm a good girl.
Yeah, you are.
I'm from the East Coast. I can't help it. I grew up in Baltimore. It's a kind of a tough town. And you know what? You know, when you open your mouth, you better have something to put people in their place. You're going to get, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Speaking of being on the East Coast and growing up on the East Coast, when were those drumsticks first put in your hands?
Okay, so here's the deal. The first time I ever saw a concert, my brother took me to. I was 11, and it was Led Zeppelin opening for The Who. Okay.
Ooh.
So that was seeing a concert like that, baptism by fire. I mean, Jesus Christ, Led Zeppelin opening for The Who. It was their first tour of the United States.
Wow.
For Led Zeppelin. And I swear to God, at the age of 11, I had an epiphany, and I knew what I wanted to do the rest of my life. So I thought, I got to be up on that stage. I don't care what instrument I play, but I got to be on that stage. So I thought, oh, I'll try bass. That's only four strings. I took a little lessons. It was like, okay, I don't have time for these. So try guitar. I don't have time for these lessons. I thought, okay, I'll try drums. So I saved up my allowance money, and I went to a pawn shop and bought a set of Japanese drums, Lido Supremes, and
Wow. Came
home, put my headphones on, and started playing. And it was at that moment I knew I'd never have to take a lesson, and I never did.
Right.
I never had taken a lesson playing drums. It was something that, you know, I knew I didn't have to think. It was like my body was doing it. I didn't have to think about it. It was what I was supposed to play.
Yeah. I had to ask the question. I've been playing since third grade, and fellow drummers, I always wanted to know what that inspiration was, and you know, Led Zeppelin and The Who, absolutely, my goodness, that's like overdose right there, amazing.
It was a great time in music history right then, Charlie. I mean, don't you think it was a really great time in music history?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? When those groups were just coming to the U.S. and doing their thing?
Yeah.
Now, you guys got your start over in the UK, started, making your stuff out there and, the music for We Got the Beat. What does We Got the Beat mean to you guys? What does it mean to you?
Well, I can tell you how that song happened. It's, I don't know exactly what it means that we became a big band. That song definitely helped this band become huge, no doubt in my mind.
Right.
And Charlotte was sitting at home watching The Twilight Zone, believe it or not, and she started, started writing the song. She brought it into the band, and the minute she started playing that eighth note riff,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, my body started doing it. I just started playing that boom, boom, bop, boom, boom, bop. It was that simple. I knew what I was supposed to play. You know, Charlie, my approach to drums has always been, how can I elevate this song?
Right.
You know, I don't show off when I play. I'm not about that. I'm not about drum shows. I'm about what I can do to elevate that song. That's
right.
All it's about. And that's the way I approach my drumming, always, you know?
I love it. So you've got a new single. It's called Club Zero. How did that come about?
Well, the documentary, we were in the process of making a documentary, and all of us were saying, you know what, we need to do something for the fans. For all the people that have been loyal to us for all these years.
Right.
And let's write a new song. Let's have something to put at the end of the documentary
mm-hmm.
that shows that we actually can still do this, and hey, check it out. So it was a difficult process because I live in San Francisco, Belinda lives in Bangkok, Charlotte lives in L.A., Kathy's in Austin, Jane was in Mexico, and we were doing this by phone, okay?
Right.
So, you know, Jane had the idea for Club Zero. We had a lot of ideas floating around, but we liked the Club Zero idea, and we all worked on it. And then we got in the studio, and it took 2 days to knock that song out. And I was like, wow, we are really professionals. I mean, we haven't been in the studio recording a new song in 20 years.
Right.
And we get in and we did it in 2 days. And it was a classic Go-Go's song, you know?
Yeah, no, and it sounds like a classic Go-Go's. And it's such an amazing feat of the way technology has brought us together. You're in multi-city, multi-countries and recorded the song. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? But, you know, sometimes technology can be really helpful.
Yeah, definitely. How excited are you guys to get back playing gigs in front of audiences?
Oh, man, we're so bummed that we weren't able to go out this year.
Right.
You know, what's going on in the world is just so disturbing. And, you know, we were supposed to be out in June and July, and, you know, we had to cancel that just like everyone else. But they have started rebooking the shows for June and July of next 2021, next year.
Right.
And I'm hoping and praying that we can go out and do that, but I'm hoping and praying for the world to heal and this country to heal and have a new president.
You know, it's a great thing. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again, and maybe when you come to Phoenix, we get a chance to meet you backstage. I would love to do that. Thank you so much for spending some time.
Charlie, I'm sure we'll be in Phoenix. We always play Phoenix, so make sure you come and say hi, babe, okay?
Absolutely. Gina, thank you so much. It's such an honor. I appreciate your time, and best of luck. And yes, when you come to Phoenix, I'm going to take you up on that meet.
Thanks, Charlie. I appreciate your time too, baby. Play that record.
You got it. God bless you.
Thanks.
Bye, hon.
There you go. Gina Schock from the Go-Go's. Such a treat. Amazing. Living the life, man. It is just a blast to talk to some of these artists, and they live up to the expectation, right? Like sometimes you meet people backstage and you're like, yeah, no, I shouldn't have met them. You know, right? Gina, total opposite. Such an amazing person and so much fun to talk to. I'm going to leave it there for the Loving Life podcast this week. Thanks for checking it out. We'll have more coming up, and we'll get my wife on some of these again and talk about some other family things coming up. Thanks for listening to the Loving Life podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.